It began as a promise Oprah Winfrey made to former South African President Nelson Mandela 7 years ago, a pledge to build a school that would give poor girls a first-class education.
Hello, everybody. These are my girls.
Many of Hollywood's A-list stars were on hand for this week's opening ceremony, including singer Mariah Carey, filmmaker Spike Lee, and singer Tina Turner. But the true stars were the 152 poor girls chosen to be the first class of students. Maureen Kikana is one of them.
I believe that education is an open door to all life, a sustainable bridge to all that is possible. Education is my bridge to self-esteem.
Winfrey, who referred repeatedly to her own impoverished childhood, said the student stories are her own story, and the opening of the school was the culmination of a lifelong dream.
Coming to this place has been, you know, not just a journey of charity for me. It has been the true journey of my life to be able to be with these girls.
Nelson Mandela thanked Winfrey for building the school, adding that Winfrey is a role model for all children to emulate.
Oprah has shown us that no matter what your background, how impoverished or underprivileged you were, you can become anything in life if you work and study hard for it.
Winfrey hopes the school will change the way women are perceived in South Africa, and that the young girls educated here will go on to be their country's future leaders. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。